بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Palestine will regain its Islamic Arabic identity. March 4th, 2009. A big fallacy which has taken control of the minds of some persons concerning the problem of Palestine is that a country named Israel is a 60-year reality. A big fallacy which has taken control of the minds of some persons concerning the problem of Palestine is that a country named Israel is a 60-year-old reality with which one has to reconcile. I do not know why these people do not learn from other realities that are in front of their eyes. Is it not a fact that the countries of the Balkans, Caucasus, and Southwest Asia reclaimed their identity after 80 years of loss and after being parts of the former Soviet Union? Why cannot Palestine, which is part of the body of the Islamic world, reclaim its Islamic and Arabic identity? Why cannot the Palestinian youths, who are among the most astute and resistant of Arab youth, overcome this unjust reality by their will and resolution?
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Another big fallacy is to say that negotiation is the only means of deliverance for the Palestinian nation. With whom are these negotiations to be held? With a usurper, misguided, and bullying regime, which does not believe in anything except force. What have those who have been captivated with this game and delusion achieved? Firstly, what they obtained from the Zionists in the form of the Palestinian Authority, its humiliating and disgraceful character aside, was at the enormous cost of having to recognize the ownership of the usurper regime over nearly the entire Palestine. Secondly, even that partial and fake authority was at times trampled underfoot by the Zionists under flimsy excuses. The siege of Yasser Arafat in his administrative building in Ramallah and numerous forms of humiliation he was made to suffer are not events that can be forgotten. Thirdly, during Arafat's days, and especially after him, they have treated the officials of the Autonomous Authority as police station chiefs whose duty was to prosecute and arrest Palestinian combatants and to keep them under intelligence and police surveillance, thus spreading seeds of enmity among Palestinian groups and prompting them to wage war against one another.
I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong.